The news release went out over the weekend from Lynchburg Fire and Lynchburg Police Departments that people in the Lynchburg area had died in recent days, possibly from heroin laced with carfentanil. And joining us now to talk about it is Interim Deputy Fire Chief Heather Childress with the Lynchburg Fire Department. Chief Childress, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what prompted this? I mean, how many overdoses have we had in the area?
Well, it's not just been in the city of Lynchburg, but our surrounding area as well. And we're not 100% sure because some people may have passed away and we didn't know exactly what the cause was. But there have been enough that we are concerned for public safety. So we just wanted to put the information out there so that everyone was at least aware that that drug was in our area. It's been in various parts of Virginia for a while. But now we feel like it's here. So we felt like in the interest of public safety, we had to put that information out there.
So tell us about carfentanil.
Well, it's an elephant tranquilizer, which is sort of staggering that someone would be willing to risk their life to get high. I mean, I'm not naive. I understand addiction and how many people are out there using recreational drugs. But this one, there's just so little room for error. That it's frightening. It's used for elephant and large animal as a tranquilizer. And it's mixed. The heroin or cocaine are cut with it.
So what alerted you to this problem? Like, what prompted the news release? Were you guys suddenly, all of a sudden, you're being called out? The fire department's being called to a home where there's been an overdose?
Yes.
What prompted
this? There was, in the last couple of weeks, there have been quite a few, not just in Lynchburg, but in the surrounding counties as well.
When you get to these homes, are the people who are there with the victim typically pretty upfront about what's been going on, or do you have to put two and two together? I mean, how do you figure this out?
In general, we put two and two together. People don't want to be upfront about any sort of illicit drug use because it's against the law, of course. So we figure it out. And then the demographic of people or patients that use illicit drugs generally a little different than our normal folks who we treat for respiratory arrest or cardiac arrest. You know, they're much younger. They present a little differently. You use our sort of basic detective skills and treat them actually according to our protocol.
And what is that?
So if you have someone who's unconscious and you don't know why, there's a series of steps you take to try to correct any correctable problems. And so the administration of Narcan for any opioid overdose is one of those things. And unfortunately, the amount, the strength of carfentanil is such that the amount of Narcan that we can reasonably carry on medic units is not enough to correct that.
Holy moly, because when we've talked about this, Narcan and naloxone, I guess Narcan is the brand name.
Right.
That this is, it's almost like a miracle cure from what you hear people talk about it, that someone's, passed out almost on death's door from some opioid and you give them the shot of this stuff and bam.
It's amazing, just, yes.
But the carfentanil is so strong that it doesn't work on that.
It takes an enormous amount over a long period of time.
Holy moly. I mean, looking at this story, talking about it, what being hundreds of times more powerful than heroin or morphine or even fentanyl.
Yeah.
If you do
a little Google search, honestly, you will be amazed at how many stories there are out there, how recent they are. They cross all age and socioeconomic boundaries. It's frightening. But there is some good information out there on sources like DEA.gov. There's a CDC health advisory. Of course, you can find it at CDC.gov. So there's a lot of information out there if folks want to go out and find it.
And now this stuff is so potent that you don't even have to intentionally ingest it, shoot it, or whatever. I mean, you can just inhale it or have it absorbed through your skin?
Right, there have been some instances across the United States rather recently where law enforcement officials who were conducting searches or other public safety responders have been affected because they got it on their skin or inhaled it, and so then they become victims rather than first responders.
So do you guys have to practically dress in hazmat suits if you're going into a situation where you suspect this drug is?
If we have any, that's our primary focus right now, is making sure that our providers have a heightened awareness and index of suspicion whenever something sort of doesn't feel right or you see signs of drug use, that they make sure we're using the appropriate personal protective equipment. When they're performing any procedures, that they take added precautions so that they don't have any skin-to-skin contact. And, you know, it's hot, so our folks are wearing shorts and short-sleeve shirts, so we really want them to be vigilant about covering any of their exposed skin.
You know, and just generally, how often do you all find yourselves administering Narcan to people?
It just sort of comes and goes. We'll do it. There'll be a rash of them, sort of like right now, and then we won't use it for a little while. But it's hard to really say, you know, we use it twice a week, every week. Right. It really doesn't run in that sort of cycle.
You know, one thing we noticed, we were talking about this earlier from your release, is sort of an admonition to people if they think they're in possession of heroin that has this carfentanil laced in it, that they should contact law enforcement. And I can imagine that people be a little hesitant to do so. I mean, can they just kind of turn it in and say, here, take it, and not be arrested? Or, I mean, surely that's at least a possession charge.
You know, and I can't speak to any of that, but what I do know is that as a public safety community, the Lynchburg Police Department and the Lynchburg Fire Department really just care about making sure that our citizens aren't dying from an overdose. And I can't speak to what the police department to do, but that's their goal as well, is to make sure that people aren't dying. But they do want to get all these drugs off the street, so I don't know how to answer that question exactly.
So how did you, with all what we're hearing about heroin deaths, opioid deaths, the opioid crisis, we've been hearing about this so much.
Which is a real problem.
Right. And how did you start to suspect, though, that this wasn't just heroin? These weren't just heroin overdoses. These were carfentanil-laced heroin overdoses.
But we believe that because the Narcan does not work.
Okay.
They have all the other symptoms of an opioid overdose, but the amount of Narcan, because normally, like you said, a little bit of Narcan goes a long way, and it'll correct your average opioid overdose. But this is not touching the amount that we had initially in our bags. Is just not enough to touch it. So we have increased the amount of, region-wide, we've increased the amount of Narcan that's carried in some of our drug bags that our advanced practice paramedics can carry, so that we can be better able to correct that opioid overdose.
Do you have any worries, and this is just that I've heard anecdotally from news stories, that people who are, you know, shoot up these opioids or whatever, however you take them, might be that much more willing to do it and take a chance because they know that you all have Narcan and you can revive them?
And that's certainly a conversation that we have with the police department. We are scared that will happen, but we felt like the pros of making the unsuspecting public more aware outweighed that chance. We really just would hate to see anybody become incidentally or accidentally exposed or killed by use of it when they had no idea.
We're speaking with Heather Childress. She's interim deputy fire chief with the Lynchburg Fire Department. So you guys obviously do more than put out fires. You are paramedics and you're going to these scenes. How many of your calls are for paramedic issues, health-related issues, versus putting out fires?
Annually, it's about 80% of our calls are EMS-related or have some EMS component of our about 20,000 calls, and that's fairly consistent across the United States.
And of those 20,000, you said 80%. Of that 80%, what of those are, would you say, drug-related?
I don't know that I could put a good number on that. There's, mm-hmm. That does capture so many different things, but I mean, I would say it's not as high as chest pain, which we see about 1,200 chest pains a year. Not as many as seizures, which accounts for another 2 or 3%. But it's enough. The bottom line for us is, if one person dies from a drug overdose, it's too much. Especially if we could have had a part in preventing it.
And then,
but I don't know the exact number.
And then finally, this probably is not really part of your job either, but I wonder if in your conversations with the police department, you mentioned that this is the first time you've been seeing this carfentanil, these carfentanil-laced heroin. Any speculation as to how it's getting here? Like what's the chain?
No idea on the fire department side.
Okay.
We haven't talked about that in the police department, of course, doesn't want to share any of that, because they want to be able to locate the source of it and stop it. But honestly, we just care about keeping it away from people. So,
I mean, there have been a bunch of
unsuspecting hands.
There haven't been a bunch of, like, you know, furtive elephant trainers in the area or anything around, have they recently?
Not that I know of. There's okay. not a huge elephant tranquilizer community.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In Lynchburg.
Seems like you noticed there are a bunch of elephants and their trainers were all over the place.
That's right. It kind of, I mean, it does sort of boggle my mind that this is even, that this even happens.
I have to say that was kind of my take on that this morning, just looking this stuff up, because I had not seen this until this morning. You just, you know, what is wrong with people sometimes?
And again,
I think people get addicted and don't know. I think they get so deep in it, they don't know how to get out and find themselves doing things that, you know, a rational person would never even consider.
Do you have a ballpark number of how many people, how many of these deaths we've had in the recent in the past couple of weeks, say, in the area because of this?
No, not that I want to talk about, actually.
Okay.
Not that I want to share a specific number.
Just trying to put the warning out there.
Yeah.
And wow, it is eye-opening, that's for sure. So Heather Childress is the interim deputy fire chief for the Lynchburg Fire Department, and thanks for joining us on short notice this morning. And we'll talk to you again soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.